Today's podcast looks at the Scottish ballad The Braes of Yarrow, also known as The Dowie Dens of Yarrow, a tale of a family feud against the hero, his murder and its effect on his true love. I will also sing a sample of tunes and end with a full performance of the ballad. There lived a lady in the south, he could scarce have found her marrow. She was courted by 9 gentlemen, and a ploughman laddie a yarrow. As he came o'er yon high hill, down by the glade so narrow, there she spied 9 gentlemen come to fight with him on Yarrow. If I see all, there's 9 to 1, that's an unequal marrow. But I will take you 3 by 3, and I'll slay you all on Yarrow. Then 3 he slew, and 3 withdrew, and 3 lay deadly wounded, till a brother John stepped in behind and pierced his body through. That tune and verse was collected by John Ord, who was a policeman in Glasgow, and it was printed in his book, Bothy Songs and Ballads. The basic story of The Braes of Yarrow tells of a young man who is either married to or wishes to marry a lady, but her parents and brothers object to him. In some of the earlier variants, there's a dispute over the land and stock. He has to fight for the lady and faces 9 armed men on the Braes of Yarrow. These men are either noble lords or the lady's brothers. He slays or wounds all of them, and in some later versions, 3 of them run away. The hero is slain by a cowardly act in which he is stabbed in the back by either one of the noble lords or his brother-in-law. The lady has a dream of sorrow in which she pulls green heather and is told that it predicts sorrow. In some versions, she has the dream before the fight. She goes up the high hill by the Braes of Yarrow, finds her lover or husband, and using her long hair, brings him home to Yarrow. Her father promises a better man than the one that died on Yarrow. She states that the best man died on Yarrow. She is either with child and dies in childbirth, or pines away. The early text of the ballad dates from the 18th century and was first published in 1803 in The Minstrelsy of the Scottish Borders by Sir Walter Scott, although Scott had actually revised some of the text. Professor Charles, The English and Scottish Popular Ballads, gives 18 text variations that were available at the time of printing. The storyline follows the same basic pattern and is typical of popular ballads of the Tudor times and later ballads, in which domestic disputes dominated the story. The early collected versions seem to be incomplete or of lines and verses borrowed from other sources. Oh, are you come to sell your land? Come here to beg or borrow? Or are you come to wield your brand in the Dowie Dens of Yarrow? I'm neither come to sell my land, come here to beg or borrow, but I am come to wield my brand in the Dowie Dens of Yarrow. Oh, 3 he slew, and 3 he drew, and 3 he did lay low. When her brother John came by a bush, and he ran his body through. That tune and words were collected by Lucy Broadwood from Mr. John Potts of Peeblesshire in Scotland in September 1907. Bronson's singing tradition of Charles Popular Ballads gathers together 44 of the known tunes. Later collections include the ballad from more recent contemporary sources. Bronson shows that there are 4 main variants of the tune, but all have similar melodic style, and that the tune variants often relate to other well-known tunes, for example, The Boyne Water. Oh, father dear, I dreamed a dream, I'm afraid it will bring sorrow. I dreamed I was pulling the heather bell on the Dowie Dens of Yarrow. Oh, daughter dear, I read your dream. I doubt it will prove sorrow. For your true love, John, lies dead and gone on the dowied ends of Yarrow. As she walked up yon high, high hill, and down by the homes of Yarrow, there she saw her true love, John, lying pale and dead on Yarrow. Her hair it been three quarters long, the colour it was yellow. She wrapped it round his middle small, and carried him home from Yarrow. That version of the song was collected by Frank Kidson in the 1890s in Eskdale in Cumbria from a Mrs. Calvert, who was the granddaughter of Tibby Sheil, who was a friend to both Walter Scott and the poet James Hogg, who lived near St. Mary's Lock in the Yarrow Valley. The ballad also seems to have a common theme and verse detail with Rare Willie drowned in the Yarrow, which is quite similar, but the storyline of Rare Willie is that he has promised to marry a lady, but has drowned in the River Yarrow. Rare Willie often has verses from the Braes of Yarrow as part of the colouring of the ballad. This may be because the traditional singers are more concerned with a good song than authenticity, and may well have included lines from other ballads because they seem to have a similar theme or location. This is a common practice and can be found in many other ballads. A composed version of Braes of Yarrow had been written by William Hamilton of Bangor under the title Busky, Busky, My Bonny Bride, and had been published as early as 1733 in Alan Ramsay's Tea Table Miscellany. It is thought that this version may have influenced the later singers to include some of its verses. The Braes of Yarrow has travelled into Canada and into the eastern states of the USA. These too have variable texts and tunes. I'll end this podcast with a later version of the ballad, based on that sung by the traditional singer, Davy Stewart.
There was a lady in the north, you'd scarcely find her marrow. She was courted by nine noble lords, and a ploughboy lad from Yarrow. These nine noble lords sat drinking wine, drinking for their sorrow. They made a vow among them all, they would fight for her on Yarrow. Her father had a ploughboy lad, she loved him best of any, and she dressed him up like a noble lord, for to fight for her on Yarrow. She kissed his cheek, she combed his hair, as oft she'd done before, oh. She tied the sword round his middle small, for to fight for her on Yarrow. As he walked up that high, high hill, down by the Braes of Yarrow, there he met nine armed men from the dowied ends of Yarrow, and three he slew, and three they flew, and three he wounded sorely, till her false brother John, he stepped in from behind, and he stabbed that ploughboy cruelly. Oh, mother dear, I've had a dream, a dream so full of sorrow. I dreamed I pulled the heather bells on the bonny Braes of Yarrow. Oh, daughter dear, I read your dream. I fear it must bring sorrow. Your own true love lies pale and wan on the bonny Brazy Yarrow. As she walked up that high, high hill, down by the Brazy Yarrow, there she spied her own true love, lying pale and wan on Yarrow. She kissed his cheeks, she combed his hair, as oft she'd done before, and she kissed the blood from his pale cold lips on the bonny Brazy Yarrow. Her hair it being three quarters long, the colour it was yellow, she tied it round his middle small, and she carried him back to Yarrow. Oh, daughter dear, why do you grieve? Why are you full of sorrow? I'll wed ye to a better man than the one that died on Yarrow. Oh, father dear, you've seven sons, and if they wed tomorrow, the finest flower among them all was my ploughboy lad from Yarrow. Oh, mother dear, go make my bed, make it long and narrow. My true love died for me today. I will die for him tomorrow.